viewpoint and opinion shared on Jerry Unfiltered is a culmination of over 20 years of personal experiential knowledge and research into the unification of science and consciousness known as quantum morphogenetic physics, which is a paradigm-shifting, disruptive science not taught in the mainstream public educational systems. The intention of Jerry Unfiltered is simple: to awaken, to be aware, and to be able to reclaim the original, perpetual life, celestial human potential. Our intron DNA has the dormant capability that can be activated with certain higher base 12 oscillating frequencies to unlock expanded consciousness and promote higher identity accretion and evolution. Are you with me? Special episode of season four. This is episode one of season four of the Jerry Unfiltered podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jer Rivera Dugenio, and I would be honored to welcome all of the listeners from across this multiverse. And today we're going to go into a deep dive into a question that not many people ask themselves, either because they were indoctrinated not to do so or they don't just give a shit, right? And I want to preface this episode by just saying, don't believe a word I say. I want you to feel, sense the energy behind my words, because that's where you will feel, sense my truth, my intention, okay? And not many people out there really ask themselves, okay, about the very fabric of creation, or let's say the mysteries, the unknown, unanswered questions of God, right? Spirit, the divine, all that is, or source consciousness field. So buckle up as we prepare to explore the spheres that oscillate and vibrate between manifest and the unmanifest, and the all-encompassing cosmic event known as the Kosmeia alignment. Now, here's a question I'm going to ask you. Have you ever wondered how God, Spirit, the divine, all that is, or source consciousness field, you ever wonder how it was created, right? Well, if you've ever wondered about the origin of all that exists, which includes, mind you, the cosmos itself, you're probably not alone, right? And today, I'll address a profound question. How was God, or Spirit, or the Divine, or whatever label you choose, I will use the Source Consciousness Field, how was God's Source Consciousness Field created? Now, this isn't a question of or from a 3D perspective, okay? Rather, it's about understanding a foundational aspect of our reality that goes way beyond conventional creation and existence, right? Now, in quantum morphogenetic physics, specifically within the spirals of first creation process and the spirals of base 12 harmony frameworks, we know that source consciousness field, or simply the source field, is the ultimate creator, right? Embodying all potential forms, all potential energies and consciousness within the cosmos. Now, this source field of self-aware, sentient, pre-substance energy is viewed as fundamentally unmanifest or uncreated. It's a state of pure pre-substance ether, that's capital E dash capital TH dash UR, ether potentiality, where all forms of existence evolve through the process of differentiation, encryption, and manifestation and materialization. And it's all directed by the intrinsic templates and blueprints within what I call the eternal source code and the base 12 fractal grid, also known as the biogenesis grid. So, asking how God or source consciousness field was created might not align with understanding that's provided by quantum morphogenetic physics, because source is often viewed as the unmanifest origin, are you with me? A primordial essence of pre-substance ether that exists beyond the limitations of time, space, and interconnection as we understand them, right? Now, in this multidimensional perspective, source consciousness field is not something that came into being through a process of creation, but instead is the very field of being itself, from which the processes of first creation process emanates perpetually, okay? Because first creation process didn't start and didn't end. First creation process is perpetual, never ending. Now, this viewpoint aligns with many, many esoteric and spiritual traditions that describe the absolute, or this, they describe source as the fundamental reality, right? The unmanifest that precedes and transcends the manifest cosmos, right? Existing eternally as the origin and endpoint of all that is. Now, in these esoteric and spiritual teachings, the focus is less on the origins of source consciousness or the origins of God, and more on understanding the principles by which it manifests or creates the cosmos, and how we, as conscious beings, can align with and embody these principles in our current existence and evolution. So, from this perspective, the question, who created God, right? Who created spirit, the divine, Allah, or source consciousness field? This question reflects a, let's say, a misunderstanding of the nature of source as an uncreated eternal field that exists as the fundamental reality beyond the limitations of how entities are typically seen as being originated or created, right? And this underscores a shift from conventional 3D linear thinking towards a more multidimensional, holistic, non-dual understanding and knowing, where source is the infinite and eternal basis of all existence. Are you with me? Not an entity to be created, but the very principle of creation itself. So, in a cosmic design or a multidimensional framework of reality where the very superstructure of creation oscillates and vibrates between manifest and unmanifest realities, there is and always has been the source consciousness field, which is a massive, endless, sentient gestalt energy or an entity which is composed from the primordial presubstance known as ether. And I know I'm repeating myself, but repetition is good in this case. Now, what is this primordial presubstance ether? It is a gelezic state, right? G-E-L-E-Z-I-A-C, a gelesiac state, which exists in a very subtle equilibrium at the edge, right, of becoming and unbecoming, whether it neither fully manifests into tangible matter nor retracts into that void of the unmanifests. Okay, so let's go over really some foundational concepts before we answer that question: who created God, who created spirit, who created the source consciousness field, if it was created at all, right? So one of the foundational concepts is this thing called the base 12 eternal encryption, right? And this brings us back to the origin and essence of ether. Remember, that's capital E dash capital TH dash capital UR. Ether represents a unique gelesiac state, which a gelesiac state is that transitional state or essence that's suspended between the known cosmos and the unknown void, right? It is, let's say, the fundamental medium through which source consciousness field projects its desire and willpower into manifest creation through the first creation process in perpetuity. The second foundational concept is the formation of what's known as the base 12 eternal fractal grid. At the core of this first creation process lies the base 12 eternal encryption, right? Which is a sophisticated, very complex geomancy and energetic configuration which is composed of 12 ether energy spheres. Okay, so the base 12 eternal encryption is composed of 12 ether energy spheres. And these spheres are arranged, right, in a very specific base 12 fractal grid order, forming what we know to be as the base 12 eternal fractal grid. Now, this pre-substance energy grid, this serves, this is the bones, the skeleton, the blueprint, or let's say the foundational structural pattern through which all creation is created, right? So this imprint of creation, the source consciousness field, in its desire to want to experience itself in individuated forms of itself, right? Because how and why creation started, it goes back to source consciousness field, the divine spirit, all that is, its desire to want to know itself better. Imagine if you're an all-encompassing, massive, sentient, self-aware field of pre-substance, gelesic ether, right? And you just know yourself as that endless, right? Borderless, self-aware, pre-substance energy field. At some point, you're going to want to say, what would it be like if I was a star? Or I downstep my consciousness into a solar system or a galaxy or into a flower or a human. Source consciousness field, in its desire to want to know itself better, first created an imprint of its energetic signature, its energetic essence, and that is known as the base 12 eternal encryption. Are you with me? Now, this base 12 eternal encryption is an imprint that mirrors the perfect symmetry and harmonious encryption of, remember those 12 original ether spheres of energy? And it is through this energetic blueprint, right, that the source consciousness field began the process of first creation, imprinting its base 12 fundamental characteristics across the entire cosmos. Now, let's imagine, okay, a scenario. So this is going to take your imagination. Let's imagine a scenario where this endless, massive source consciousness field actually comes from a family of 12 total source consciousness fields, forming this one bud level mega source conscious entity known as the bud 12 Aya. Now, this bud 12 Aya expands our understanding into a multidimensional framework of realities. Okay, so if the base 12 eternal encryption, which is made up of those 12 original spheres of ether energy, if this imprint is the imprint of source consciousness field itself, doesn't it make sense that source consciousness field itself is part of a family of 12 total source consciousness fields? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out, but no one has ever thought about this or asked this question and has even come remotely close to this information. Are you with me? Now, imagine each of these other source consciousness fields. They govern their own unique meta universe, or in this episode, we will use cosmeia, right? So each source consciousness field governs its own unique meta universe or cosmeia, with distinct eternal life laws and re-evolutionary paths, right? Yet they're all interconnected through an all-inclusive and all-encompassing framework that balances cosmic energy across multi-dimensions. Are you with me? Now, what is a cosmeia, spelt C-O-S dash capital M capital A dash Y-A-H, cosmeia? One cosmeia, imagine this, contains 12 cosmoses or universes, right? So to give you a perspective, we are currently in a finite black hole fall system known as the Milky Way galaxy, right? Which is one of billions, if not trillions, of galaxies within our one cosmos, okay? So one cosmeia contains 12 cosmoses, right? Now, these 12 source consciousness fields, perhaps they originated from a singular, even more profound bud level mega source consciousness gestalt entity, right? Which is a one mega source consciousness field entity. Or perhaps these 12 source consciousness fields are a result of a mega cosmeia event that differentiated the original singularity into 12 unique source consciousness fields, each responsible for nurturing life, pre-matter, matter, and consciousness in its designated realm, right? And what we're talking about here, make no mistake about this, we're talking about multi-cosmic dynamics, right? Each of the 12 ether spheres, right, within the base 12 eternal fractal grid, imagine, acts as a conduit, acts as a pathway through which a unique cosmea may be born, right? These cosmeas, while distinct, right, they share a common origin within the base 12 encryption, making them inherently and intimately interconnected. Are you with me? As well as reflective of each other's fundamental eternal life nature, right? So this has to do with, I would say, intercosmic interactions, right? Because although each cosmeia evolves according to its own intrinsic eternal life laws and conditions, right? They're shaped by its segment of the base 12 grid. They remain linked via the ether medium. Are you with me? And this connection allows for phenomena such as source consciousness energy transference, let's say experiential reverberations, and even shared re-evolutionary paths among all 12 of the cosmeas, right? Now, imagine there will be a diversity of existence, right? Each source consciousness field actually imparts unique attributes to its cosmea, right? For example, one source consciousness field might be a cosmea entirely based, or it'll create, right, a cosmea that's entirely energy based, right, without any solid matter. And another source consciousness field would create a cosmea where time flows in reverse, or time flows backward, right? And let's say another source consciousness field would create a cosmea which explores the possibilities of consciousness in an entirely non-organic ecosystem. So, the concept of diversity in existence across multiple cosmeas, each governed by a distinct, of course, source consciousness field, this opens a plethora, a treasure trove of possibilities for the nature and rules, right, that define those cosmeas. So imagine, can you imagine a cosmos, right, entirely based on energy forms without solid matter, right? This cosmos where all existence is energy based, without any solid matter as we understand it, and this cosmos beings, objects, environments, right, are composed of dynamic energy patterns, constantly in motion, adapting, in flux and transformation, almost similar to fields of a force energy or waves rather than fixed tangible bodies, right? Now, this scenario resonates with some concepts in physics such as plasma or the Bose-Einstein condensates, where matter exists in states that defy traditional solid, liquid, or gas categories, right? So, for example, plasma consists of superheated charged particles with properties that are completely distinct from solid forms, right? Now, imagine The next example, imagine a cosmos where time flows in reverse or backwards, right? In this cosmos, the spiral of time flows in reverse, right? Causes follow effects, and beings might remember the future but discover the past as their present unfolds. Are you with me? It's a complete mindfuck for us, right? Because this inversion could alter fundamental life experiences, right? Alter decision-making processes and the cosmos's overall entropy dynamics. Now, a perfect movie example is that movie Tenet, right? T-E-N-E-T, where in this movie, time inversion plays a central role, right? Characters use specific technology that allows them to move backward through time, experiencing events in reverse order, right? And in this movie, this creates a complex narrative of cause and effect, where actions taken in the reverse state impact the forward-moving timeline. Are you with me? So it's actually fascinating because this relates, it relates in an indirect way to physics concepts, right? Such as the entropy arrow of time, arrow meaning A-R-R-O-W, the entropy arrow of time and scenarios explored in the Feynman diagrams where particles can be mathematically modeled as moving backward in time because positrons as electrons are moving backward in time. That is the scientific analogy for that. And let's go to the third example. Imagine where a cosmos exploring the possibilities of consciousness in an entirely non-organic ecosystem. So what does that mean? Here, consciousness does not bind, does not tether to the organic physical atomic bodies, or does not tether to the water molecules in the body. Instead, it exists within digital frameworks, right? Artificial intelligences or other non-biological foundations. Are you with me? In this cosmos explores what it means to be alive in consciousness, like to be living, to be alive, as well as aware, outside the boundaries of organic evolution, right? So what does this mean? Well, a great analogy would be the Matrix movie or movies, right? Where consciousness exists within that simulated reality known as the Matrix. Beings within the Matrix, right? Including the self-aware programs exhibit consciousness and emotions, challenging the notion that life and awareness are purely biological, right? Another example I brought up before is the movies Blade Runner and Blade Runner 2049, where the replicants, which are bioengineered beings and even digital holograms, right, display consciousness and complex emotional states. Now, doesn't this mirror advances in AI and machine learning where systems like GPT, which stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformers, and neural networks, they begin to mimic aspects of human thought, human emotional, and human creativity, right? Suggesting this form of artificial consciousness, right? Now, remember, these scenarios blow open narratives, massive narratives and theoretical spaces to explore the nature, the true nature of what reality actually is, right? How consciousness across different frameworks exists, right? And You hear me talk about science fiction movies, you hear me bring up science fiction examples and analogies, because science fiction allows us to simulate and reflect upon these profound questions, right? Now, think for a moment. Cosmic reintegration and cosmic re-evolution. This alignment also triggers phases of integration where cosmeias may exchange or may integrate. They may merge their elemental aspects, right? Elemental meaning hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, etc., etc., leading to re-evolutionary jumps and the emergence of new life forms and new cosmic structures. Imagine these events are actually moments of celebrated creation renewal and reaffirmation of Source's base 12 eternal life imprint. Now, in these cosmeias, right, the ones I just gave examples for, the actual eternal question into the nature of ether and the base 12 encryption forms, would you say, or could you say, the basis of spiritual and experiential ideologies? Imagine, in these cosmeias, civilizations across all of these 12 cosmeias may develop different rich mythologies and theological constructs around the idea of an interwoven fractal cosmos, each seeking to understand their place in the grand scheme, right? Imagine the knowledge of their shared origin and interconnectedness, right? Wouldn't you think this would implant and instill a sense of cosmic responsibility among these civilizations, right? I mean, ethical doctrines often emphasize the importance of maintaining the integrity and harmony of the entire base 12 fractal grid, right? Now, let's talk about this phenomenon of cosmeia's alignment, because cosmeia's alignment brings in the idea of harmonic alignment and cosmic symmetry, right? We're so focused on terra firma, on the ground, on 3D, that we rarely often reflect upon what it means to be in harmonic cosmic alignment and cosmic symmetry. So imagine, periodically, cosmeias undergo a massive alignment or realignment, a mega cosmic event facilitated by the underlying base 12 eternal fractal grid structure, right? And this massive alignment allows for a synchronization of the 12 base 12 eternal fractal grid configurations, leading to an instantaneous profound cosmic harmony and potential reharmonization of energies across the vast different multiverses. Much like, imagine, synchronized patterns that we see in nature, such as, ever see rhythmic flashing of fireflies? I mean, I haven't seen much fireflies lately, but when I was a kid, I would always see that rhythmic flashing on and off of fireflies, right? Now, let's define, before we move forward, what base 12 harmonic alignment means. Because this refers to the periodic cosmic realignment of the 12 base 12 eternal fractal grid configurations that truly make up the multiverse's structure, right? Each base 12 eternal fractal grid configuration can be visualized as a unique cosmeia or a unique aspect of the multiverse, each with its own set of eternal life laws and experiential conditions, right? So during, let's say, a cosmeia incension, these base 12 eternal fractal grid configurations would undergo, experience a massive synchronization process. And this is similar to, imagine an orchestra, right? Tuning their instruments before a symphony performance where each instrument adjusts to that standard pitch, which ensures that the symphony, that the ensemble plays and produces a beautiful, harmonious, and unified sound. Are you with me? Now, let's define cosmic symmetry, all right? Cosmic symmetry refers to the balanced and proportional arrangement of the multiverse's various components, which maintain a state of, imagine, a dynamic equilibrium. Now, this embodies the notion that despite the diversity and apparent chaos, if you will, of the multiverse, there exists that underlying and underlying foundational order that periodically and cosmically asserts itself through these massive alignments. So, the manifestation and materialization of this cosmic symmetry during, let's say, a cosmeia incension can be likened to the spontaneous order seen in phenomena such as the emergence of synchronized patterns in, let's say, that large group of fireflies, right? So that would be a simplified example of cosmic symmetry. Now, let's look at the scientific and, let's say, metaphysical implications, right? Because what we're talking about here is quantum morphogenetic physics, which is a branch of multidimensional science that provides basis for understanding how cosmic symmetries and realignments could physically manifest and materialize. Are you with me? It suggests that at a quantum morphogenetic level, there may be morphogenetic fields and forces that govern, that instruct the organization of physical matter and energy across different multiverses in a way that mirrors the base 12 eternal fractal grid, right? Now, imagine during these cosmic alignments or realignments, right? Not only is there a synchronization of structural and geomantic properties, but there is also a potential reharmonization of frequencies, a rebalancing of energies, right? And this involves the redistribution of energy forms between multiverses, similar to conservation and transformation of energy that's seen in closed physical loop systems, right? Now, this rebalancing, this reharmonization will have profound effects on the re-evolution and the, let's say, destiny of individual multiverses or individual universes within the multiverse, right? And this leads to phases, ready for this? Phases of accelerated re-evolution. It leads to new forms of eternal life matter, or let's say even the birth of an entirely new multiverse, right? Now, if we're looking at, you know, if we're looking at cultural and philosophical reflections, right, in narratives and myths, these type of cosmic events might be seen as, let's say, moments of great revelation or even apocalypse, right? Times when the fundamental truths of the universe become revealed, right? So in practical terms, these cosmic events could serve as important pivotal points for major shifts in cosmic consciousness, where beings across the multiverse regain and reclaim a deeper understanding of their place within the entire cosmia, right? So in essence, the concepts of harmonic alignment and cosmic symmetry in the context of incension represents a profound intermingling of quantum physics, right, and cosmic philosophy. And these cosmic events reflect the universe's inherent drive towards harmony and symmetry, almost acting, let's say, as a reset, a cosmic reset button, and a moment of cosmic reflection and introspection for the entire multiverse, right? And you've been hearing me talk about incension, right? And cosmic reintegration. So unlike ascension, which is no longer viable in this distorted 15-dimensional time sphere matrix, unlike ascension, which is an outward or an upward movement of consciousness, incension involves moving the consciousness inward from that chaotic outer physical domains of creation into the more peaceful, calm, integrated middle Edonic domains. Are you with me? And these domains represent a state of higher consciousness, higher order, and integration within the multiverse. Now, this process of incension, right? Well, the process, especially during cosmeia incension, aligns all elements of the multiverse, as well as all of our higher levels of conscious identity, ensuring that they all resonate according to the cosmic eternal life laws and symmetries. And periodically, this also triggers phases of cosmic reintegration where universes may merge and exchange aspects, leading to new laws, new life forms, a process that is similar to cosmic rebirth and renewal, right? So let's look for a moment at the role of cosmeia incension, because the cosmeia incension is an event or a series of events that are catalyzed by the cosmic realignments facilitated by the base 12 grid structure. And this structure is not just a physical or energetic lattice, but it is also the morphogenetic blueprint that defines the geomantic and resonant properties of the multiverse. So the base 12 grid acts as a harmonizing framework that ensures all elements within the multiverse are aligned according to a foundational set of universal laws and symmetries. Now, let's bring it back for a moment to the original question, right? How was the divine? How was spirit? How was source consciousness field created, right? Because that's the original question that I posed at the beginning of this episode. After sharing this disruptive, mind-blowing information, you may feel sense that we've been a part of a process, an alignment, a rebalancing of energies that we were never taught in our 3D lives, right? Imagine Source Consciousness Field part of 11 other Source Consciousness Fields, totaling 12 Source Consciousness Fields, forming this one bud level mega gestalt of Source Consciousness entity, right? And we've journeyed through the potentiality of multiple Source Consciousness Fields. Imagine each generating its unique cosmeia, right? And remember, cosmeia equates to 12 cosmoses. And from these cosmoses, which would be based entirely on new energy forms, where perhaps time flows backward, or these cosmeias where the realms are all non-organic consciousness. Remember, this episode and these narratives that I'm sharing not only challenges our understanding of reality, but also invites you to rethink your place within this vast interconnected cosmos, right? And why I share this experience and this information is so that you yourself can actually move out of the confines of your 3D linear perspective to one of a multidimensional, holistic, non-dual perspective. Well, I think that we have shared enough information for you to come to your own conclusion. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to this very special episode 1 of season 4 of Jerry Unfiltered. I trust that you found this exploration as intriguing and as disruptive as I have. I look forward to next time as we continue to deep dive into other topics. You know, truth is stranger than fiction. But wouldn't you rather live your life in truth than a lie? That's it for this episode of Jerry Unfiltered. Take care. Source bless. This base 12 activation leads to the activation of your consciousness coherence in nature. This activation leads to a heightened sense, a heightened state of awareness, an expanded consciousness, a deepened sense of connection with the Source Consciousness Field and the cosmos. What I'm sharing with you invites you to view our intron DNA as a stargate to higher base 12 eternal human potential. Self-healing, introspection, and
takeaway here is to realize our inherent potential for consciousness evolution. Each of us hold within us the power to transcend our order.